drinking a rather nice red beer in the corner of a restaurant in Highbury, Islington. The restaurant is called The Smokehouse, and unsurprisingly, there is a wonderful smell of smoky meat drifting through the place. It's set up as a rather smart gastropub. The side I'm in has fairly sort of small, how would I describe it, sort of chunky wooden furniture, I suppose, chunky wooden tables and chairs, wooden floors, I think. I'm waiting for Mr. Rogers, who's running very late by all accounts. I don't know how late. He hasn't told me that much. And we only have the table for 2 hours, so I'm a little concerned that I don't know whether I should order food or wait until he arrives. And the beer's nice in the meantime. If I sound a bit out of sorts, though, it's because I had a bit of a dog incident on arriving. The dog was accepted, but then I was told, oh, we'll have to take you around the other side because you have a dog, and that's where we put people with dogs. And I said, hang on a moment, you do realise he's a guide dog, don't you? And he said, oh yes, but that's where we put all the dogs. And I said, well, hold on, you can't treat me differently because I have a guide dog, you can't put me in a different place. And he said, oh, but you know, that's the policy, that's where we put everyone, so it's no different, we'll just take you around there. I said, no, I'm sorry, you can't treat me differently. It's illegal to do that. And he said, I'm not treating you differently. I'm just telling you to go around the other side. And I said, yes, but you said it was because of the guide dog. He said, oh, no, no, I'm just telling you to go around the other side. Said, yes, but you said before that it was because I have a dog with me. And he said, yes, that's where we put all the dogs. So we had that backwards and forwarding. And in the end, he said, right, well, so I can put you in the restaurant if you really want to. And I said, yes, I'd like to be in the restaurant. Thank you. And so he showed me back to the doors of the restaurant and said, right, well, just go then. Take any table. I said, well, I'm visually impaired. I can't see the tables. That's why I have a guide dog. And he was most grumpy and, frankly, unprofessional and just sort of pushing me towards the point. Just go to the table. Just go to that chair in the corner. Go on, just move there. All the other staff have been very good, brought water for Vance, and have been very polite and friendly. But this chap, James, I think is poor. And I'm afraid it's left me feeling quite upset and cross about the whole thing. Which is a shame, because I think it could be a really nice place. So that's my question for anybody listening is, am I right to insist that I'm sat where they would put anybody else? Or should I just accept that they have a rule that has no dogs in their restaurant and accept that? I don't think so, but maybe I'm being unreasonable.